Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be looking at the IP word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil. Write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because we're going to do some coloring first. Now, I said we're going to work on the IP family. That is made up of two letters. IP. IP. It's the short I sound. Short I says I, I, I. And then the last sound in the IP word family is P. So it's an I and a P making up our word family. So I would like you to look at your picture at the top of your page and look for an object that I'm going to sound out. Ready? D, IP. D, IP. D, IP. Dip. Dip is in the IP word family. Do you see some dip on the table with some veggies in it? Do you like to dip things like chips and dips and crackers and cheese and yummy vegetables inside of dip? Because I do. All right, let's color the dip. It's in the bowl. First we'll color the dip, then we'll color the bowl, then we'll color the veggies. Let's color the dip first. Let's make it yellow. Go ahead and make the dip yellow. I like ranch dip probably the best, but I also like French onion dip and salsa dip and hummus dip and spicy dip and mild dip. I really like dip. I do. All right, take 2 more seconds for your yellow dip. Then go ahead and put down your yellow crayon. Let's make the bowl blue. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon because it's kind of sharp. It has a good point. But any kind of blue will work. So color the bowl blue. So dip belongs in the IP word family. It has that short I, 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 and the last sound, p, d, I, p, dip. It belongs in the IP word family. D, IP. Dip. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's make the carrots orange. There's one inside the dip. See it? Color that orange. And then there's 2 next to the bowl, the round one. See them? They're little. They kind of look like fingers. Color those orange too for the carrots. And then do you see the ones that are kind of like a U-shaped? Do you know what that is? Celery. I love carrots and celery inside of ranch dip. Let's color the celery green. Any kind of green. All right. We've got our dip. We've got some veggies. We're ready to finish coloring it up. Finish in 2 and 1. Go ahead and put down your crayons. I want you to look for another object in the IP word family. Do you see any? Kinda. Are you looking at the one that I'm looking at? Ready? Shh. Ip. Shh. Ip. Shh. Ip. Ship. Do you see them on the wall? There's 2 pictures of a ship. There's 2. There's one that kind of, they both kind of look like pirate ships. Okay, do you see the one that is next to the boy? Let's color that ship. Let's color the bottom part of the ship brown, and then we'll color the sails next. So first, let's color the bottom part of the ship brown. So boys and girls, ship belongs in the IP word family. Sh, IP, ship. It is rhyming with dip, d, IP. You take away the d in dip, and you change it to sh, you get ship. This is a big pirate ship. All right, take a couple more seconds for the brown part of the boat. Couple more seconds. All right, here we go. Put down your brown crayon. Let's color the sails. Let's make the sails red. Go ahead. Any kind of red will work. It doesn't matter. Let's make all the sails red. We're on the ship next to the boy. Okay, tell me the sounds in ship. You tell me. Sound out ship for me. Good. Sh, I, p. It's three sounds. Sh, I, p. Ship. Now, I'm going to give you a nonsense word. If you take away the sh in ship and change it to g, what do you get? Take the sh in ship and change it to g. Gip. I don't know what a gip is. Maybe it's a sailing term. Just kidding. I really don't know. I'm making it up. It's a nonsense word, but it fits in the word family. It's a nonsense word, but it fits. Gip. Gip. All right, I've got red sails. Take two more seconds. Two, one. All right, do you see the ship that is next to the girl? It's kind of being covered up. Let's color the bottom part of that boat, the part that we can see. The rest is kind of hidden by her hat, and that's okay. But the part that we can see, let's color the bottom part of the boat blue. Find a blue crayon and color the bottom part of the boat blue. The part you can see. Don't worry about the part that's covered up. And then let's give this ship orange sails and orange flags. Any kind of orange will work. I'm not picky. Orange sails and orange flags. All right, let's try another nonsense word. Ready? Take away the sh in ship and change it to mmm. What do you have if you take away the sh in ship and change it to mmm? Mip. Mip. The gip and the mip were on the ship, and they wanted some dip. Now, it's nonsense. I don't know what a gip and a mip are. I'm just making it up. But they belong in the ip word family. The gip and the mip were in a big fight on the ship because they both wanted the dip and they would not share. Take two more seconds for the other ship. Two, one. All right, put down all your crayons. Here we go. Do you see another picture or another object that could belong in the ip family? Wonder if you're seeing what I'm seeing. Ready? Z-ip. 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 Zip. Do you see the zipper on the boy's vest? Z-ip. See it? He needs to zip it up all the way, or if he's going to take it off because it looks like he's inside, then he needs to zip it down. Let's color the zipper gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, use your pencil. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to use my pencil. Color the zipper and then color the part that goes down in the middle. Color that too. Color it gray. Zip. Z-ip. Belongs in our ip word family. All right, so we have a gray zipper, and then we'll color his vest or his coat, whatever you want to call it. Let's do green. Let's make it green. We haven't used our green crayon too much. I'm going to color the sleeves, not the mittens. Leave the mittens alone, but color his sleeves and the coat around the zipper green. So he can zip it up or he can zip it down. But either way you look at it, zip belongs in the ip word family. Can you tell me all the sounds in zip for me? Zip. Good. There are three sounds. Z, ip, zip. The mip and the gip need to zip their coats. They want some dip when they get on the ship. See, I'm just making it all up because when you have words in the ip family, they rhyme and you can make things up. Okay, so we have a green coat with a gray zipper and we're not coloring the mittens. We're leaving those alone. And here's why we're leaving those alone. Put down your green crayon. Here's why we're leaving them alone. His mittens are by his side. Another way to say this is that he has his mittens next to his hip. 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 He has his mittens next to his hips, right? All right, let's color his mittens. Let's make them blue. Make his mittens blue. They're next to his hip. All right, that shouldn't take you too long. Take about 2 more seconds. 2 and 1. All right, here's another one. Ready? Rip. 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 Look at the rip in the girl's pants. Do you see it? Yikes. She must have had a bad fall when they were outside. I'm assuming they were outside because I don't know. They look like they're like with snow hats and stuff. Okay, rip. Let's color her pants blue and leave the rip alone. Color around the rip. Rip belongs in our word family. Rip. Rip. You change the in hip to rip, you get rip, right? Change the to her and you get rip. She has a rip in her pants. Okay. Ready? Last one. Put down your blue crayon. Last one. Sip. 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 You have to sip hot chocolate when it's super hot or you might burn your tongue. She needs to sip. She needs to sip it carefully. Let's color the cup purple. Color the cup that she is holding, the mug of hot chocolate. Color it purple. The one that she is holding. She needs to sip it. The one that she is holding. Color the mug. And then do you see what's on top of the hot chocolate? It's whip cream. What is it? Whip. Cream. It's whipped cream. We'll leave that white. We'll leave that alone. Whipped cream. Whip belongs in the ip word family. Sip the whip, please. All right, boys and girls, find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. If you look at number one, you're going to see a row of pictures going across. I'm going to name the pictures for you. If they belong in the IP word family, I want you to circle it. Ready? Number one is bag. Bag. No, don't circle that. Scoot across. We have a rip in the page. Rip. Yes, circle that. Circle the page with the rip. That's a bummer. Gotta treat books nicer than that. Scoot over. Oh, look. There's an arrow pointing to the markers. Tip. Tip. Yes, circle that. That's the tip of the marker. Don't press too hard or the tip will disappear up into the marker. Has that ever happened to you? Don't press that hard. Scoot over. What about tub? Tub. Nope. Leave it alone. Ooh, look. It's a different kind of dip. Dip. Yes. Oh, I'm getting hungry. Circle the dip. Those look like chips, potato chips. And the last one is log. Log. No, don't circle that. So let's check. You should have circled the rip in the book, the tip of the marker, and the dip for the potato chip. Oh, chip. Chip belongs in our word family, doesn't it? That one's double. Potato chip in the dip. Yeah. All right. Let's read number two. It's a word. It has hip. Hip. Trace the circle around the I and the P. That's our word family. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for hip. We need to add our word family. I, you write it. P. Hip. Now scoot over. We're going to write the whole word by ourselves. H, I, I, P, P. Hip. Good job. Number three. Read it. It says sip. Sip. You gotta sip it so you don't burn your tongue. Trace the circle around the I and the P. Scoot over. We have our beginning sound in sip. We need to add ip. Write your I and your P. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. S-I-P. P. Sip. You should have written S-I-P. All right, number four. Look. Lip. Lip. Let's write it. What's the first sound? O-L-I-P. Lip. L-I-P. Lip. And scoot over. What do we have? Zip. What's the first sound? Z-I-P. Zip. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole thing. You are zip experts. You are ip experts. You are amazing. You are terrific. It's because you rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.